Chicago Reader columnist agitates for Tribune columnist John Cass to be deplatformed. By Warner Todd Houston on January 18, 2021. An op-ed in the left-wing Chicago Reader argues that fellow Chicago journalist John Cass should be deplatformed, fired from his job, and removed from public view over his support for Donald Trump. Columnist John Greenfield attacks Cass, a Chicago Tribune columnist, by suggesting that Cass is an anti-Semite and racist because he criticized billionaire George Soros, a political donor to controversial Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox. Last July, Cass was attacked by several Tribune co-workers for his attacks on Soros. But the columnist was defiant in the face of the cancel culture. "I will not apologize for writing about Soros," Cass wrote at the time. "I will not bow to those who've wrongly defamed me. I will continue writing my column." "We had of our American tradition of freely speaking our minds?" Cass concluded. Cass was demoted from his prime slot at the front of the paper to page 21 after the controversy. The demotion and the appeals for free speech and a free press did not satisfy the readers Greenfield, who now wants Cass to be ousted from the Tribune. Now, in light of Cass's role in encouraging Donald Trump's campaign of lies that the election was stolen, which reached a traitorous, bloody crescendo with last Wednesday's storming of the U.S. Capitol during the Electoral College vote count, it's time for Tribune leadership to get rid of Cass's column for good, Greenfield writes. According to Greenfield, Cass's biggest crime was equating the year of Black Lives Matter riots to the one riot at the Capitol last week. While Cass denounced the treacherous violence as nauseating, in the same breath, he predictably claimed, this was no different from the looters in Democratic cities all summer long during Black Lives Matter protests. The notion that people breaking into stores while legitimate racial justice demonstrations were happening is comparable to a mob, including men with Confederate flags and Camp Auschwitz hoodies, desecrating the nerve center of American democracy is laughable. Greenfield ends by addressing the Tribune's editors. "Are you proud your paper has paid John Cass six figures over the last 4 years to amplify Trumpism, contributing to this shameful, but inevitable, end result? If not, what will the Trib do to prevent Cass from enabling fascism in the future?" In the wake of the riot, Twitter and Facebook have, at long last, booted Donald Trump from social media. "Likewise, Mr. McMahon, I respectfully call on you to deplatform John Cass," Greenfield writes. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.